things that we'd like to share with you. The first piece is called In Celebration. It's by Brian Childers. Brian is a North Carolinian from Charlotte and a prolific composer and has just done some wonderful, wonderful music. And to the people behind me, I didn't mention this to them yet, but ladies and gentlemen, you have in front of you the most sympathetic audience that you will ever have in Celebration. That's one of those awesome endings where it happened. Did you notice it? Did you notice the shock on our faces? Yeah, one of those that you strive for all weekend, and it happens, yes. We've been exploring all different sides of music, musicality. Obviously, syncopation was that one. The next piece, written by a composer that I know pretty well, is entitled Dormi. And Dormi is Italian. If you went to Michael's classes, you should know you're Italian at this point. Is the Italian for?
Sleep.
Sleep, right. So this is a carol that combines the Italian Dormi, dormi, bel bambin, re di vin, re di vin, which is an old Italian carol. Your children's choirs need to learn it. And with the rocking carol, the Czechoslovakian rocking carol all the way through. So it's mixed back and forth. There's a rocking motion that comes between the basses and the trebles as the melody is presented all the way through. But there isn't, there is space for a little joy in the middle. In the Italian carol, the children are so happy to see Jesus that they begin to dance and sing fa la 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 la. They wake up the baby, so Mary's not too happy with that, so they have to calm it back down and get the baby back to sleep. Dormi. Christmas, or sort of Christmas in its scope, is a little different. And certainly today's sermon gave feet and wings to what this piece is talking about. This is the Coventry Carol by Keith Bird. Keith is a Raleigh ringer and a very talented composer, and I was lucky enough to be able to be one of the first conductors to conduct his piece with him there, and we talked an awful lot about the piece. It's a very interesting piece. It combines two melodies that may not be compatible. Thus, we're wrestling. We have O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, the wish, the hope from ancient times that our Redeemer will come. We have the Coventry Carol. And often we think, oh, the Coventry Carol, another Christmas lullaby. Hardly. It's actually recalling Herod and the massacre of the children, a terrorist event, sat at the same time that our Redeemer is there. How do we reconcile these? It's a very interesting piece that pits O Come, Emmanuel with the Coventry Carol. You'll hear Herod. You'll hear the weeping of the mothers. A very, very interesting piece, Coventry.
Thank you.
like to play for you Sandra Tucker's arrangement of All Things Bright and Beautiful. I know Sandra has been here before, so many of you know her. And this certainly is a sparkling example of her personality. We've been working on different textures from handbells, different sounds that we can get, and we're working on making this one as light as Music Box and as dancey as we possibly can. Of course, you will be watching closely and will be totally amazed by how much they watch me.
Thank you.
weren't watching, I'd get up close. So that ending, they've got to be there right with me. So they have done such a good job this weekend, and I really enjoyed it. Now, you might think that should be our last number, and it probably should. But we elected to do another piece, or sort of turn them around, and not do your typical handbell ending. It was interesting that I had said my first meeting of this piece was at a Darien festival right before the massacre in Charleston. And